Yes, mum's the word, usually the last word, as she still drops into my consciousness unexpectedly and yet seemingly more and more frequently lately. Must be because her birthday rounds the corner this week and she wants to remind me that she can still get me any time she feels like. Like today, when she dawned on me that she was even more Montreal than me. Yes, me, who's boasted about my Montreal joie de vivre for 40 years, and she didn't even have to leave Victoria, B.C. to be. In fact, she barely had to walk across the street. Go ahead, Douglas. Why don't you tell them? All right, Mother. It all started out innocently enough when Mum and a couple of her girlfriends, all in their 80s, decided to dine out at the Captain's Lounge on the waterfront near the corner of Quebec and Montreal streets in Victoria. Lay girls giggling and teasing each other as they noticed a very, very handsome and slightly younger man dining alone and proceeded to enjoy his company from afar during their meal, and as they were leaving their table a couple of hours later, managed to work up the courage to introduce themselves to the object of their adoration, and he, who quietly, shyly, even humbly, extended his hand while mentioning his name, Jean Béliveau. The intruders, still not realizing who they were speaking to, Mum, number 4 Montreal Canadiens captain, Le Gros Bill, for God's sake, Le Mayor, apparently on a book tour. He was such a gentleman. So you can imagine my reaction a few years later when Mum phoned me in Montreal to tell me she had tickets to see Leonard Cohen? He's such a gentleman. Once again, Mum, so much more Montreal than